His name's Epstein, and my name's Didn't Kill Himself, and this is the Kickin' Ash Podcast. We're here, man.
We're here.
We're here. Epstein didn't kill himself, for all of you that
he did not.
Haven't heard already. Then Epstein definitely didn't kill himself. All right, so
yeah, I'm definitely on that bandwagon.
We are winging it tonight, baby.
We are.
We're kind of winging
truthfully.
It. We had all the time in the world to prep for this episode and still didn't. Why? Because you know us. We are lazy assholes. That is what we are.
We came up with a topic 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Ten
minutes ago.
We're just going to loosely run with it.
Yeah, we're just going to have fun, guys, because we've been like, I think personally, we've been a little too scripted.
Yeah.
Up until this point.
For all of you, you make me sick, you bastards.
What are you smoking tonight?
The Warped Cloud Hopper. Mm. First time with the Cloud Hopper. You smoked one a few weeks back.
Yes, sir.
And really liked it.
Cloud Hopper is fantastic.
You said that you wanted to go warp tonight.
Yes.
So I have several other warped, but I just kept coming back to this one. I have a pretty rare warped Lancero that I almost brought on.
Oh, really? What's that?
The Villa de Noob.
Nube. Ooh.
That does noob, but
why is N-U-B. It? Why is it so rare?
They stopped making them, obviously. That's step one. But I don't, honestly, I'm not sure, like the year and so forth, that they quit making them. But
what's it called?
The Villa de Noob. You could probably look it up. It'll give you
Villa.
Something.
Villa.
Mm-hmm.
Day.
And then N-U-B-E.
N-U-B-E. Villa de Noob.
You got to search warped.
Oh, yeah, probably. That would help.
It's a Lancero. Yeah, it'll give you some information.
It's almost there. Stand by.
But I received it like probably 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was pretty rare then.
Okay.
So, I mean,
yeah,
it's been
half
the
logical from 2016.
2016, yeah.
Ooh. Casper Cigar Co. of Casper, Wyoming is the recipient of the latest exclusive from Warped. Last week, the store received the Villa de Lube, which translates to the Villa of the Clouds.
Mm.
7x40 Lancero. The cigars were made at El Titan de Bronze last year and set for a year in the factory's aging room.
Willie Herrera's roots right there.
Nice. Kyle Gellis of Warped did not return an email regarding further details. Cool, dude.
Right,
well,
yeah,
we're
right
definitely
on.
Not smoking that tonight, but that might be something to...
No, I don't know why we got into it so much, but either way.
Yeah, that's
I almost
cool.
brought that on, so... Yeah,
so yeah,
I'm
we're
smoking
featuring
Cloud
Warped.
Hopper.
We're featuring Warped. He's smoking a Cloud Hopper. I am smoking La Hacienda. And this is a... I don't know. Not quite a Robusto, not quite a... I don't know.
What is it? About like a Toro or...
Yeah, yeah.
Corona Gorda, maybe.
Something like that. But this thing is just satiny smooth.
Yeah,
we actually
so
compared
mine.
These two, and like they're physically very similar cigars.
Both are very, very oily.
Yeah,
velvety.
Have
the Cloud
like
Hopper kind of looks Cuban-esque in the way that it's like,
yeah,
rolled and oily, and it's just I don't know. It's super appealing. I know this has this is all Nicaraguan tobacco, which is all 100% Aganorsa leaf.
Yeah,
so. We've already had some experiences with Aganorsa and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And Warped uses a lot of Aganorsa leaf. So
yeah, definitely.
I'm pretty excited to see this. But this is the Corojo 99 wrapper, Nicaraguan binder. The filler is Corojo 99 as well. And then Criollo 98. So for my first try with it. And you said you really liked it. So
yeah,
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. And mine is... La Hacienda is Nicaraguan, made at the Casa Fernandez factory as well. Nicaragua Corojo wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan filler.
So, probably a lot of the same profile.
Yeah, yeah. Very excited about this. Not a bad price either. I think like one of these is like $7 some odd bucks, which we're going to talk about tonight. No, we're not talking about that. totally no, fucked
we,
that up.
We scrapped that one.
Yeah, we scrapped that one. This new one. 15 minutes before we started to do this one that we came up with 10 minutes before we started, which is our top five cigar brands. Talking about top five cigar brands tonight. We're talking about some goofy stuff in the news. Yep. And then we're going to debate the age-old question. Is a hot dog a sandwich? We're not even going to talk about it now. No. I feel like we probably have. I think we have different opinions on this. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll find out. It was a hot dog, a sandwich. Leave a hashtag below either hot dog is a sandwich or hashtag nah. Hashtag hot dogs ain't no sandwich. I got to get this lit up.
Yeah, bro.
Using my XO cutter. Still got it. Still going strong. 2 weeks. I cannot complain. I paid $33 for it.
Yeah, what a kick-ass fucking cutter that is, man. I got mine.
Yeah.
As well, and absolutely love it.
It's like I was loving V-cut, and then I got this thing, and now I'm like, damn, I just kind of want to fucking straight cut everything. You know?
The draw is perfect. That's for sure. Is this your first time with the La Hacienda?
Yes. Yep, my first La Hacienda.
I really liked mine, but I had the Corona.
Yeah, I honestly, when I ordered this, I got this in a sampler from FoxCigar.com. It didn't say the size of what I was getting. I was kind of hoping it was the Corona, but this isn't too bad either. I think this is probably only like a 50 ring gauge at the most.
Yeah, I would say. I like what, so what's really cool about this, the Cloud Hopper. It's kind of, so Kyle Gellis of Warped and his brother Devin kind of collaborated on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it Cloud Hopper because of, like, the time that they both spend traveling.
Yeah, really.
You know, so I thought that was really cool. It's kind of like a nod to the time that they spend out traveling and so forth. But
that is pretty cool.
The Robusto, which a traditional Robusto is five in length by 50 ring gauge. And Kyle and Devin decided on 5x48. Which is quite perfect. I like the size.
What you getting right off the bat from it? Anything noticeable?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely creamy. It's got coffee, maybe like a little like a graham cracker,
mm-hmm.
like cookie. And then pepper for sure, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has got definitely some coffee. I mean, I'm drinking black coffee with this right now, so it's definitely like taking that coffee taste I have on my palate and just like enhancing it.
Yeah.
Big time. And then it's definitely smooth, almost no pepper. Really, for me. Really?
I didn't get too much either on that. I pick out like I call that more like a ginger snap because it has like this like tangy cookie yeah. taste to it that just mm-hmm. reminds me of a ginger snap. And that like that stayed throughout for me, which I hope mm-hmm. it does you too, because that was amazing, but had like other flavor profiles to it. So like
yeah.
pick up coffee or cedar. I mean it was great.
Very good. Liking this right off the bat already. So first topic then.
Let's get into it.
Top five cigar brands. We've just been doing some top fives lately, and
we don't fucking care, really.
Yeah, we were like, people are going to call us the top five podcast, and we're like, well, that'd be kind of catchy.
But
so.
You know what? It's easy.
It's fun.
And it's fun.
It's fun to do. I'm just going to touch this just a tad, just because there we go. So, I like doing top fives. I know you like doing top fives.
Correct.
They're easy for us to get done in a week or 10 minutes before we start. So, top five cigar brands. I'm going to start it off this time. Number five, Drew Estate.
I knew that would make your list.
Honestly, I feel like it probably maybe should be higher, but I've just been loving these other brands so much lately that I just couldn't, you know, if you'd asked me probably 6 months ago, Drew Estate may have been one or two, but I've just been smoking so many really good cigars lately from some other brands that...
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
my recency bias is making me put them at five, but that's still a solid spot. And I mean, it is. One of my all-time favorite cigars is the Liga Privada number 9. Love that cigar. Really love the Flying Pig variant of it. had a chance to smoke the the lounge stick, the box press.
Lounge exclusive, yeah.
Number nine, when we were in D.C., that was phenomenal cigar. You know, Willie Herrera's doing some blends for them that are just phenomenal. You know, I pretty much feel like there isn't a lot out there that I don't like from them. I'm not a huge fan of their infused line. If you guys seen our Acid Cuba Cuba video, you know, we're not really a huge fan of that, but I get why people like it. But pretty much anything else outside of that is pretty good to me in my book. So, I would say if you count like Hoya as one of their brands, like I'm not the hugest fan of Hoya. It's okay. But,
Hoya de Nicaragua makes some amazing cigars, though.
Yeah, they do.
I need to introduce you to some of the ones I like.
I've just had like the red and the black, and
it's just always impressive to me when you have a company like that.
Yeah,
that has so. I think that they're doing it right in the sense of you have a lot of companies that I don't want to name, but I think they stay under one brand and then they just keep adding blends to it, and it gets to a point where. It's like, is your brand getting oversaturated with just constantly putting out
like what blends? Do y'all not have?
Right.
You know?
Instead of branching out. So instead of, you know, I mean they have their ties with Hoya de Nicaragua, their Acid line. I think that they're doing it right. You know, and Jonathan Drew is one of the biggest players in the game for a reason, you know.
Yep. Answer for that. They are my number five. Number five for you. I just did a little pinky.
I saw that. Which you can introduce the new way to hold a cigar tonight in the podcast.
All right.
You invented that last night.
Yeah, this one's for you, Joe.
This is to make fun of one of our buddies.
Joe Fedora. Yeah. If you guys haven't known, this is the only way we smoke now, really, here at Kickin' Ash.
Joe always holds his cigars weird, so we just kind of make fun of him. It's not even super weird, but I think it's just because I hate Joe.
Yeah.
But
well, he does kind of like one. He was like three fingers.
Yeah, he had three fingers on.
Was it like this or something? I was like, how do you? And sometimes he's like, you know, spocking it.
Yeah,
just straight like claw gripping.
So he invented one last night to kind of poke fun about that.
Yes, son. So get at me, Joe. See if you can flex on anything better than that.
All right, so
that's really annoying to smoke like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. All
right, so your number five cigar brand, in your opinion, right now. For you, personal opinion.
Let me disclose that my picks were picked based off of the fact of they just offer so much in the way of what I like to smoke. Okay?
Sure.
This one had a couple other reasons mixed in with that, all right? Mm-hmm. So my number five brand was Fratello.
Okay.
I say Fratello because I have yet to smoke a bad cigar. They have a couple new ones out that, you know, we're going to pick up and try and review and so forth. But I've pretty much had every other cigar, and every one of them is phenomenal. Omar is from D.C. It's our hometown.
Yeah.
and their headquarters is also like 2 hours away from us.
Holds a special place in our heart.
It does. So Fratello is my number five. And it's just, you know, it's kick-ass to know that Omar used to work for NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And now he makes amazing cigars.
Yeah, I mean,
so
they hold.
Follow your dreams, kids. Yeah.
I mean, this year's, well, I guess it was last year's Fratello DMV.
Mm-hmm.
The Virginia Fratello DMV is my favorite cigar that I've ever smoked.
Yep.
Went out and immediately bought a box. And for that reason, they're my number four. Fratello is my number four. Look at us. Excellent. It's like we were right in tune. Like you just knew to segue me right in. Make my number four easier.
We semi-talked about these things before.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, we smoke a lot of cigars together, so we kind of know. And we tend to like the same things, honestly. Like, we have pretty similar palates, I think.
True.
Not much more needs to be said. I think you touched on it all, man. Fratello's an awesome brand. Awesome. They have, like, one of the best bands that, like, angled. You know, that to me.
I think their branding, their packaging.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think they hit the nail on the head.
Omar
captures his heart in every blend that they make.
They might be number one as far as branding is like concerned. Like just.
I wouldn't say it's my number one as far as branding goes, but They're up there. I do like their packaging. Especially me, if you look at the Sorella right now, where it's basically the same band, but it's just purple, mm-hmm. and it says Sorella on it. I don't know, man. It's just, it's super catchy. It's, you know, aesthetically pleasing.
So what about your number four?
My number four is Tatuaje.
Ooh.
Which I'm wearing the shirt of tonight.
Oh,
Saints
nice.
And Sinners. This was last year's.
Nice.
Tatuaje has a lot of various blends that are just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the Tattoo Caballero is like a less than $6 cigar. It's like $5-6.
Yeah.
Tatuaje, the Black Lancero, Petite Lanceros.
Love those things.
One of my favorite Lanceros.
Yep.
Pete Johnson's just a cool ass fucking dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you know, I think that's something else that appeals me. You know, I'll see brands trending or whatever, and I'll try a cigar, but I want to learn about the brand. I want to learn about, you know, the face of the brand.
Yeah.
So I'll go and I'll look at a lot of that shit,
mm-hmm.
and I'll watch and I'll be like, these dudes are dudes that I would want to go and fucking hang out with. You know what I mean? These are the dudes that I personally feel their passion when they talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, Pete Johnson's one of those. So, number four, Tatuaje.
Tatuaje. All right. On to number three for me. Number three for me is Warped. Smoking Warps tonight. Hacienda. Cloud Hopper. There's just, they just have a great line, great line of cigars. Of course, I'm going to help me out with just some of the ones. The original Guardian of the Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Really friggin' phenomenal cigars. And the Corto's
good.
Corto's, I mean, they do, phenomenal. Man.
They have so many blends.
Yeah, you know, Relatos.
Plus, I like blends and brands that kind of tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Devin and Kyle did it with this.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just, it intrigues me as a consumer
mm-hmm.
for something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's cool to me. But I mean, yeah, they make a lot of blends.
And they do. And they're all so consistently good.
Right. I mean, there's definitely some that I like more than the others.
Sure.
But I don't think I've ever smoked a Warped yet. And I've been like, yeah, I don't like this, you know.
Yeah.
I've basically smoked everything, you know. Mm-hmm. I've even had the Black Honey that was super praised, and I didn't think that was that great, honestly.
God, I remember those.
I like the number 44 by far. Black That's what I have the box of.
Yeah. So number three for me is Warped, just for their consistency in making really great cigars.
Yep. My number three is Crowned Heads.
Mm.
John Huber's very handsome fellow. He has a mustache I'm very jealous of.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, captures, like, I was just saying, like, that dude that I would want to hang out with.
Yeah.
That's like John Huber, you know? I mean, you watch mm-hmm. these guys on podcasts. I just watched a podcast today with Pete Johnson and John Huber. He was on Box Press with Rob Gagne.
Yeah, yeah.
Bovada. And just, I don't know. It's like, you know, it's like all of these people that are on my list, when you listen to them talk about their brand, like, it just, it ignites something inside of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that draws me to it.
See somebody passionate about it.
You know, Crown Head says some of the most amazing cigars. I mean, John Huber used to be like, I just learned that in the podcast, used to be like a shipping manager for CAO.
Oh, really?
You know, and worked for them for quite a while and whatnot. But,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's cool to learn things about, you know, the people in the industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Those... Crown Heads just has, I mean, also a lot of lines. You know, the La Imperiosa is one of my all-time favorite cigars.
You know,
the Los Calaveras that they come out with every year is always fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just, I don't know. It's just one of those brands, you know. It's just, they're doing everything right in my book.
Well.
Keeps drawing me back to them.
I have to say that I agree, because my number two was Crowned Heads.
So I'm assuming you're not going to collaborate much on that. I would say my number two is Warped. So
yeah, is it?
We've already covered that.
We've talked about each other. So I had. It's funny. You had Warped ahead of Crowned Heads. I had Crowned Heads ahead of Warped.
We had three of five.
Yeah.
Of the same brand.
Yeah. So, yeah, Crowned Heads, man. I mean, simply on, like, for me, just like, again, yeah, the branding, the message, when, you know, the fucking, the Headley Grange, the fucking yep. Las Calaveras. God, that 2018 one is so freaking good. Mm-hmm. I love that cigar. I still got one in the top shelf of my humidor that I'm like waiting for the perfect time to smoke. Maybe when we feature crowned heads on this.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, what do you say? Like, I wanted to make a cigar how Led Zeppelin sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like Led Zeppelin sounds or something like that when they made the Headley. That's, I mean, that's just, you know, that just kind of embodies something that I can relate to. So
yeah.
Number two, crowned heads. Totally agree with you on their awesomeness.
So I believe your number one is next.
Is my number? Wait, didn't I just do my number two? Don't you? Whoa! Oh, you did.
Yeah, my number two was warped.
Yes, we're not gonna spend any more time on that. All right. So number one for me. Joey already knows this by now. He knows the answer to this.
Sure do.
Is Southern Draw, and probably, you know. This is the one that, for me, I truly do really feel the passion of the company behind it.
Yeah.
When I see interviews with Robert Holt, and just to hear him talk and, like, to hear him, you know, talk about his brand and how authentic he is and how, like, wise he is and just how, just, you know, on point with everything, man. Like, he just seems to care. You know, he always talks about traveling around to each, you know, different shop.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. On top of that, the cigars are friggin' phenomenal. You know, I love Kudzu. I love the Rose of Sharon. I love the Cedrus. I mean, just all of them. Fantastic cigars that I've had. And they have one of the coolest brandings.
Yeah,
I think out there too.
Yeah, like their branding.
Their branding, like, is so on point. The cigars,
simplistic, but it's like
just elegant. Yeah. They have elegant looking cigars.
Yeah,
super awesome name, Southern Draw. Like, you know, we're kind of in the South here in Virginia a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like I got family, you know, in Georgia, all throughout the South. So, yeah, man, can't say enough about Robert Holt and Southern Draw cigars. Just if you haven't tried them. Definitely pick one up. You can't really go wrong anywhere.
Yeah.
I tried that. What was that too? The Firethorn,
mm-hmm.
Lancero.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
The Axel.
Yep.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
So in the draw, I had a few different brands that I was like debating on making my number five. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I have so many favorite brands, but
mm-hmm.
it's like, hard to narrow down like a straight five, you know what I mean? So
of course
the last one was is like the trickiest one, I feel like, you know, if you're doing like five. But Southern Draw almost made it in there, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just saw something yesterday or today where somebody posted like an issue that they had with a couple Southern Draw cigars. We always get that on video.
It's all good, guys.
They had like a issue with a couple Southern Draw cigars or whatever, and Robert himself commented on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, please let us know, blah blah blah. And I'm like, you know, you don't see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, you're not going to see a fucking store manager of a Walmart hop on a post that somebody's shitting them all over, you know, and then, you know, try to correct
it. Yeah.
You know, you don't see that. So, I mean, you know, you mentioned about the passion and so forth. It's very fucking.
Yeah. It's pretty
clear,
cool, man.
That
like,
it's out there, you know?
I was smoking the Rose of Sharon one night and posted it up on our page, and Robert just messaged me and was like, hey, I'm ending tonight on a rose too. You know, just like, cool stuff like that. Just reached out and just showed us some love because he saw that we were showing his brand love online.
Right.
I mean, that's just something you just can't replace as far as, like, you know, now every time I smoke one, I feel like I'm like,
that's the kind of behavior that makes the industry grow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I'm part of something, you know?
I got a chance to hang out with Robert at an event. It's even cooler in person.
Yeah, you know I imagine. I mean? Well, I'm hoping in the future that can happen. For us again, so
yeah, for sure.
So you're number one.
He already knows it.
I know what this is.
The majority of people that know me already know it.
Nat Sherman. I'm just kidding.
Nat Sherman. My number one cigar is Caldwell. Why would that be? Well, aside from the fact that I simply have a man crush on Robert Caldwell. No, I mean, it comes down to that story. I mean, look, I have not had, and I've smoked so much, even older shit.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, back in his impromptu days that he used to do, some of this older, hard to find shit that you can't get anymore. I smoked. I've never come across a cigar that gave me bad construction. Always consistent flavor. The branding is fucking spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's what originally drew me to it first. I mean, look at that. Look at the fucking, look at the branding. You
oh,
know?
It's awesome. I love it.
And, you know, his story is great. You know, just seeing how he came up and, you know, he did all of his stuff with Impromptu and came out and did his own thing, you know. And
mm-hmm.
it's just, I don't know, his story is great. He has a lot of passion behind it. And, you know, what really drew me to him is that the first interview I ever saw,
mm-hmm.
Robert Dew, he says fuck about as much as I do. So, gotta love the guy for that.
Always love a guy who just curses for no reason.
Absolutely. That's what drew you to me, buddy.
What would you say is your favorite Caldwell cigar, then?
The Last Czar is definitely my favorite cigar, hands down. Yeah. It has been for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Used to be the Savages, but I don't know, man. The Last Czar just
mm-hmm.
packs a punch. I feel like there's a lot of similarities between the two.
Yeah.
But Savages is probably like...
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like my favorite cigars always fluctuate.
Yeah.
Damn near from week to week, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the Last Czar has been number one.
I think you've
for
been pretty consistent with that. I think for me, on Southern Draws In, mine's probably the Rosa Sharon.
I would say
that's so. Such a unique cigar that's just so freaking good. Such a consistently good cigar. Every time I smoke it, I just re-fall in love with it. So yeah, there it is. Our top five brands.
Top five brands.
Brought to you by no one, because we have no sponsors yet, but
we'll get there, buddy. We'll keep plugging away at it.
Paulie, I'm looking at you.
So, what are you about the first third? I know you ash, so
yeah.
I'm not sure how deep you are into it. But
Yeah, I'm about the first third in, I'd say. Haven't had really any like transitions as far as the flavor. I'm still getting like a cocoa. I definitely see like where you're getting that like almost like cookie, like you know, like you said, ginger snap, like
yeah.
You know, maybe a hint of like a cinnamony, you know, type of flavor. Mm-hmm. But it's very consistent with the coffee and cocoa for me. Again, I am drinking some coffee with it, so that's kind of bringing it out for me. But it's still just a yeah, you know, very medium cigar, medium bodied.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm really liking it so far. Again, Warped always doing their damn thing and never letting me down.
Here's a question I have for you. When you think of medium body, light body, full body cigar, and this is just strictly out of curiosity,
mm-hmm.
what do you think of? Do you think terms of strength? Do you think of flavor? What do you think of? When somebody says, this is a full body cigar.
Right.
You think what?
I think just like a really heavy flavor to it. You know what I mean? Like it's almost like, you know, kind of like, you know, a very heavy smoke. It kind of lingers on your palate a lot.
Yeah.
The flavor is kind of very like right there. Sometimes it's like, you know, almost, you know, overpowering.
Yeah.
Every time you draw, so that's why I think of like a full, versus like a, you know, a medium just being like, again, kind of the in-between of that.
Right.
And then a light body just being like, you're almost like struggling to, you're not struggling to find the flavor, it's just not right there in front of your face.
Yeah, it's just mild.
Yeah.
You know?
The smoke is much lighter. It's funny, like I used to think of it in terms of like, oh, just all Connecticuts are light and all.
Yeah.
Maduros are full, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but it's not really the case. Like, I smoke some really, like, super flavorful, but, like, lighter body Maduros,
mm-hmm.
You know, that aren't as super overpowering. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely. That's honestly the reason I asked you is because I saw that on the Box Press podcast today that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think, I was like, you know, that's actually a good question that you don't really see get asked around a lot, because I think
right.
that a lot of times people's perception of like a full body is this is going to be a nicotine bomb. or as we like to call them, headache bombs.
A headache bomb.
You know, but, you know, I mean, that's the reason why I wanted to ask you that, because when I think full body, I think that, you know, not as much in terms of nicotine as in terms of flavor. You know, it's like when you get that cigar, you've heard me say before, it's like a creamy smoke. Mm-hmm. It's a chewy smoke or whatever. Like the smoke is almost sticky. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like what I consider to be a full body cigar. You know, like I'd say this is probably more along the lines of medium.
Yeah.
But I mean, in terms of flavor, like they're there. It's very flavorful. It's very good. But it's not like, you know, you still taste a lot of tobacco. It's just still a little bit more on the mild side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. So I wanted to ask that because I thought that was interesting when he asked that. So it definitely like, you know, is. You don't really ever hear people's opinions on that.
Sometimes I don't even think of it in that. You know, people always categorize cigars that way, but I don't really think of them.
Yeah, I never really do that
in that way.
No.
I always think of more of just the flavors I get.
Because,
like, to me, like, I just, you know, I tend to gravitate towards Maduros and darker cigars because, to me, I just get more flavor that I enjoy.
Which is interesting that your number one still has Connecticut wrapper.
Yeah. Yeah, because that is, like, one of those Connecticuts that you smoke, and it's not like
that
other Connecticuts. It's got this, like, pepper to it. It's got this, like, deep, rich flavor to it that just you don't, like, other, you know, sometimes I smoke, like, I've smoked a couple, I'll leave the names out of them because I don't want to trash anybody, but, like, I smoked a Connecticut recently that I was like, this thing is completely awful. And
oh, that my father?
I knew you were going to say it. But yeah.
One of my favorite cigars.
I
don't like it either.
Yeah, it was just like, it just tastes like burnt leaves to me, man. It didn't even have any flavor.
I agree. And, you know, I mean, that's the cool thing, though, again, about cigars. I'm pretty sure we've addressed this before, but that Connecticut is probably, I mean, dude, we got comments on the Kick and Ash page on that. Well, there's a lot of people saying, oh, that's my favorite Connecticut, or, oh, I really love that Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everybody's palate is different. I mean, I was the same way. I didn't think it tastes like burnt leaves, but it just tastes like tobacco to me.
Yeah.
Just pretty much all the way through. But just,
it's not as complex. I think that's, like, what I like, is I like a more complex, like, kind of, like,
I'm okay with, a little note that I'm picking out being, like, consistent all the way through the cigar. But I want to be able to pick out other things as well. But if what I taste at the very first, you know, very right off the bat puff off of a cigar to the very last one, and it tastes the same, I'm probably never going to smoke it again because it's so boring to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I want to smoke, I like to smoke, like, cigars that have
90 like, ring gauges.
Some headache bombs. No. That's a patent pending. Trademark term.
Nobody can use that.
I like to smoke cigars that have, like, real huge transitions in the flavor. Mm-hmm. I always like when a cigar almost tastes completely different at the start than the finish. Sometimes I like the flavor to be consistent. If I really like the flavor from start to finish, I'm cool with that. But I do sometimes, you know, when I have that transition, it's almost more enjoyable just because I'm picking up on a whole different flavor.
Yeah, for sure.
So
for sure,
the complexity is what I like. So,
did you talk about what you're picking up on your show?
I did. Well, you haven't talked about what you're picking up on yours.
I'm gonna talk about mine. So, the burn's pretty straight. It's slightly wonky right there, but that's burning down. So otherwise, I mean, I haven't touched it up any. So that means good construction to me. You know, I mean, the ash is hanging on pretty tight, and you know, again, I say this all the time, I'm not really like a long ash guy, so you know, once I feel like it's gonna go, I just tip it, you know.
Yeah.
But I definitely get like a vanilla. It's creamy. It's still very, very spicy, which I really, really like about it. It's just a creamy smoke, not like I just said, it's not like a full body thicker chewy smoke, but it's just a creamy smoke, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to explain that, but it's like a texture feel in the mouth type of deal. But yeah, so far really enjoying it. And I meant to pull that ashtray over here so I could
ash
and I just didn't.
Monday. What else do we talk about today? Did you hear about
are we going to talk about the Caldwell Cigar Dojo release tomorrow? Is that what we're talking about, buddy? Or the 6th?
We can talk about that.
No, that just it comes out. It's released on the
6th. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah.
So 2 days from now.
2 days.
Cigar Dojo and
which I'm gonna fucking miss it, dude. I know I'm gonna miss it because I thought
you gonna get on and get some?
Yeah. But yeah. I thought it was today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you reminded me it's the 6th. And then I just said tomorrow.
Do you know how much they're gonna be yet?
No, I don't care really.
Yeah.
We'll check them out.
He's like, I don't care. I ball out. I got money. It's like, I'm pretty fucking cool. Did you hear about this, dude?
No way, dude.
Cool Hand Luke eating challenge kills man after 42nd egg.
How many eggs do you think you could eat?
Well, apparently you can't eat more than 42 or else you'll fucking die. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Okay.
Gulf News reports that Subhash Yadav, that's this man's name, 42. He was 42. Also, this is the irony. Died after attempting to eat 50 eggs in the Jhampur district of Uttar Pradesh, India, on Monday.
That would be something they would do.
According to police.
That's just because our coworker.
Yeah.
It's an inside joke.
According to police, Yadav and a friend were at the, I don't even know how to pronounce that market, getting a bite to eat. When the two began to argue, the subject of their conflict is unknown, but it somehow escalated to Yadav betting his companion 2,000 rupees, which is a little over $28, that he could down 50 eggs there and then. The duo purchased 50 hard-boiled eggs from a vendor, and Yadav set to it. He was making good time up until his 41st egg. When he popped the 42nd egg into his mouth, he fell unconscious.
No way, dude.
Yeah, dude. This dude died trying to eat.
Yeah, but it can't be because of the eggs.
Well, it's not. I mean, yeah, they said he died. Doctor ruled that Yadav's death was due to overeating.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, look at this guy. Look at you, bro. You could definitely take in 50 eggs.
Yeah, but wait. You can't even see a picture of the guy.
Dude, scroll up at him right there. He's shoving fucking eggs in his mouth.
No, dude, that's the Joey Chestnut from the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
look, not... I don't watch that shit. I thought that was the guy.
Yeah, this well, then we don't Joey know. Chestnut, the whitest dude in the world, is from India.
Well, yeah, but if you pay attention, nobody that is a competitive eater is fat, dude.
Yeah.
I still think you could take in 50 eggs, or at least that 42nd, man.
I don't know, dude. You got the wider neck to 50 eggs.
How much would it cost you? You'd be like one of the lizards
that just fucking has their neck all fucking, so I got all 50 of them here.
So listen.
I got all 50 eggs in my fucking neck. Look, and then as soon as you went to go swallow them, you'd fucking just, your whole chest would explode.
Yeah, no shit, dude. Have you ever eaten like something that you know is not good for you? 48
chest and a 49 neck.
That is true.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
have you ever like done something like when you know when you're like you're eating? For me, it's always the flamethrower Whopper from Dairy Queen. I'm always like, this is probably one of the most unhealthy things because I always add like extra sauce. I throw my fries on top of it. I get like a third patty. I take off all the vegetables.
You make the buns other flamethrower whoppers.
Yeah, right. Chicken tenders. And I always eat it. And every time I take a bite and I swallow it, dude, I just feel clogged up in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's what, like, clogged arteries are, like, feeling like.
Dude, maybe he could only eat 42 eggs because he was 42. Maybe you can eat the exact amount of eggs as your age.
Mm.
But one more and you'll die. Well, or exactly.
Oh, it looks like we know what we're doing our next podcast episode.
Not we're gonna, eating we're 42
gonna,
eggs.
I'm going to eat 29 eggs and see if I live.
Young blood.
So.
What else we got, dude? We got.
You said the fat neck thing.
Winging it.
So I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
If you were to create a cigar brand.
Yes.
What you would name it. This was a question somebody else actually asked in our Facebook group. And I thought it was pretty interesting, and I just want to see what this chooch comes up with.
So, if you, he kind of alluded to what I would choose for my name, which I would definitely call my brand Fatnecks. I've always wanted to fucking open a bar called Daddy Fatnecks.
Yep.
And just have a bunch of fatneck dudes working there, dude, you know? Just fucking, if you got a fatneck, you want to come down and shove some fucking good ass food.
42 eggs down your throat.
Fucking, our premier sandwich would be an open faced roast beef with fucking 18 corn dogs on top of it. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, Fat Neck cigars would be cool too, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Fucking, I don't know, like if you could, you know, we'd have like a fucking custom Fat Neck shape where the cigar just came and then it just went. No, but it would, you know, Fat Necks would be
custom Fat Neck shape.
I mean, we talked about it, but dude, it would be the perfect brand to have our oil filter cigar.
You know? We've talked about a specific cigar.
Yeah.
We're talking like a four by 90.
4x90. Just fucking and, tuna and, can.
And calling it the oil filter cigar. Yeah. And you know, the sad part is that somebody out there would be like, oh, I'd definitely try that.
Smoke them if you got them, brother.
Smoke them if you got them,
brother. What would you call your cigar brand?
So I already told you, but Jailbreak Cigars.
Yeah.
I mentioned I was in a band in high school and we just played like house shows and shit, but we had a lot of fun times. That's when I was like experimenting with drugs and shit and just, you know, don't remember any of it, but
yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it was a fun time and
holds
always
a place in your heart.
Always liked that we were called the Jailbreaks. So that word and that name just kind of stuck with me. And, I'd probably,
it's you know, pretty solid name.
Little nod to that, just Jailbreak Cigar Company or so forth.
And, mm-hmm.
You know.
I was in a band called Relentless.
Were you really?
Yeah.
What was the stupidest band name that you ever were a part of or thought of?
Because
I have one.
Well, not the stupidest, but one of the best was that me and one of our buddies, John, we always said we should be in a band called Stepdad.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But, bad ones, dude. I can't even remember the name of this band I was in that did like Norwegian speed metal.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we had a band name. I think it was some sort of dumbass fucking European Nordic fucking word that like I didn't even fucking understand. And so, like, I think our band name was Maelstrom. Yeah, like Maelstrom or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that was our band name. Now that I think of it. Yeah, it's like, isn't that like a fucking tornado or a fucking cyclone or some shit?
Yeah, I guess, dude.
So bad, dude. So cringe.
Well,
I just wanted to be in a band so bad that I went along with it.
Yeah.
They were all older than me, so I wanted to fit in.
You're the one fat kid that shows up with an Ibanez bass.
Nah, dude. I have my motherfucking Red Jackson fucking.
Nice, dude.
Strat, dude. That Shredder. Shit was, I love that guitar. EMG 8185.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was heavy.
So I was a part of a band where we basically did Plain White Tee covers.
Just Plain White Tee covers?
Well, I mean, so that's kind of how we started. I mean, we were just playing a lot of shit. And that's
Hey There
back
Delilah,
when, like,
and that's
Hey
it.
Hey There Delilah came out.
Did they even have another song?
Yeah, I mean, they had a couple others. I mean, I can't remember any of them now. I haven't listened to
Man,
Plain
hey
White Tee since I was in fucking
hey there,
middle school.
Lila, Hey There.
Yeah.
Delia.
Yeah. So, what was I talking about?
The band name.
The band name. And I, dude, so you know my buddy Moyer.
Yeah.
Me and him came up with the band name Solemn Dreams with a Z.
Jeez. Oh,
so we thought
flip.
The Z would be fucking cooler, right?
Right.
So
like, yeah, it's way more edgy.
Solemn Dreams. I was like, yeah, it definitely makes sense. But now that I'm like, not like 14. Now that I'm almost 30,
like,
I'm like,
shit.
Yeah, it's the dumbest shit that I've ever been a part of.
The cringe, dude.
Yeah, and we would both sing, but I was the only one that could play guitar good enough to do like actual covers.
That's worse than Maelstrom, dude.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not.
I don't know. I was in another one that this was the band that eventually became Fratello.
Uh-huh.
And I was with my brother in. And at first, our bassist, Ivan, wanted to name the band Tattoos of Memory.
Ooh.
And I was like, that's fucking stupid. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Because we had nothing else to go off of for quite a while.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? But me and my brother are Italian, and Fratello is brother in Italian, so that's just kind of what we stuck with at one point.
That's a good band name.
Yeah, it is, which is also another reason why, you know, I have a special place in my heart for Fratello's.
Always.
That brother's no longer with me, so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's special. You know, when I first heard that there was a cigar brand that came out named Fratello, I was like, no fucking way, I gotta check this out. And then Fratello just ended up becoming something big, so.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so 43X.
Yes. Put your band name down in the comments, either your embarrassing band name or your fake band name that you just made up while you're watching this. All right.
Only we won't want only bad ones.
All right. So the final controversy. The argument to end all arguments.
Bigger
is water wet.
Bigger,
only bigger
than the election.
Bigger than the enemies of
this
pleasure.
One's gonna get deep, dude.
This one's
it's gonna get deep.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see.
No, just look, man. Let's go.
The question is hot a hot dog? Is hot dog sandwich? Is hot dog sandwich? Is a hot dog a sandwich? And I am here to tell you folks that a hot dog is not a motherfucking sandwich.
My fucking man. It's
I,
not.
I thought you were going to make the argument for it.
No, dude.
Well, shit,
no,
now
no,
I should just change my argument. Just to
fucking no fucking
make
way,
this
dude.
Conversation more interesting.
Look, man, here's what I want you to think about. While right now I say no, I'm going to try to sway you into why people think yes.
Okay.
Okay? So you have a sandwich, turkey, whatever, bread.
Mm-hmm.
A burger is a sandwich. I'll call a burger a sandwich.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes. A burger is a sandwich, dude.
Dude, a burger's not a sandwich.
Dude, because you got your fucking, you still got your two pieces of bread. They're separate pieces of bread, okay? That's it. All right? It's not like a taco. A taco's not a sandwich. You know what I mean? But hey, let's just listen. Hear me
okay.
out. Hear me
All
out,
right.
Hear me
I'm
out.
Hearing you out.
Okay. Yeah. A Philly cheesesteak, while it's a sub, it's still a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
But a hoagie roll is shaped like a fucking hot dog bun. So are we saying that a hot dog's not a sandwich because of the fucking hot dog?
Yes. Because
yeah, but
it's
we
a
can't
hot
say
dog.
That, dude. What makes,
you know
what
why
makes it a sandwich is the fucking bread, dude.
Let me. No, that's where your misconception.
No, that's horseshit.
This is
because
where your misconception.
If you have a fucking sandwich with no bread, Jimmy mm-hmm. John's does it. And it's called a fucking unwich. It's just
exactly.
a lettuce wrap,
yep,
dude.
Go ahead.
And
keep
that's horseshit.
My argument.
But no, I'm
you know
still
what
saying
happens?
I'm still saying no.
You know why it's not? Because when I walk up to it, I don't say, oh, I can't wait to eat this sandwich. No, I say, I can't wait to eat this hot dog. It's a hot dog.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do? Walk up and say,
can
oh,
you
I
eat
can't
a hot
wait
dog?
To eat this turkey and cheese.
When I say I'm going to go eat a hot dog, do you just assume I have a bun? What if I'm on, you know, fucking low carb and I'm just eating it without a bun?
What about the poor? Like, people always post that meme about if you're poor and the hot dog is always on a slice of bread. That's
probably it.
A sandwich.
Well, you said it's one piece
of
bread, though.
And
you said a taco's not a sandwich, so then what?
Taco's not bread, dude. It's all about bread.
No,
it's a bread,
dude. A sandwich,
it's a fucking bread.
A sandwich is too basic to be a hot dog,
dude.
A sandwich can be as basic as just
Have you seen
ham?
What Olive Garden does with those fucking breadsticks? It's a fucking breadstick. But
yes.
They cut it into two.
Well, that's a meatball sub.
And they put some shit, and it's a fucking sandwich.
Is a meatball sub a sandwich?
Yeah.
Exactly. But a hot dog isn't.
No,
it's not a sandwich.
Nor is a bratwurst.
Look, let's hear it. Let's look, I got this article. It's from hotdog.org. I think right. It's from the NHDSC, which I'm going to assume stands for National Hot Dog Society. Society. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
anyway,
you.
National Hot Dog and Sausage Council announces a
sausage.
National Hot Dog and Sausage Council announces official policy on hot dog as a sandwich controversy.
Okay.
Limiting the hot dog's significance by saying it's just a sandwich is like calling the Dalai Lama just a guy. Perhaps at one time its importance could be limited by forcing it into a larger sandwich category. No disrespect to Rubens and others. But that time has passed. We therefore choose to take a cue from a great performer and declare our namesake be a hot dog formerly known as a sandwich. So even if it was a sandwich
at one
time. A hot
dog's never been named a sandwich, though.
Well, that's what they're saying. That I mean, I think they're being... I honestly, if there's a National Hot Dog Council, I'm friggin'...
Can we join that?
A dozen reasons why the terms hot dog and sandwich are not interchangeable. Does ESPN broadcast sandwich eating contest?
Dude, that's,
no.
That's stupid.
It's the hot dog eating contest.
It's horseshit. Yeah, but they're on buns.
If you were watching a great athlete showing off during a game, you wouldn't call him a sandwich. You wouldn't say he's out there sandwiching. You'd say he's hot dogging.
It's also stupid.
Boom. Three, imagine being at the ballpark, the organ playing, the crowd cheering, a vendor walking through the stand saying, sandwich, get your sandwich here.
They had a ham and cheese.
It's a hot dog. No, he has a hot dog in his fucking hand. He's at a ballpark. It's America.
Hey,
he doesn't have a ham and cheese.
Look, you can't get nothing better than a ham and Swiss. That's about as American as it can get.
No,
you want a sandwich.
No. Dirty Harry would not have sounded nearly as ominous if he said, never ever put mayo
Look,
on
nobody
a sandwich.
Cares if Gary Harris is Amish.
But when he said, Dirty Harry, not Gary Harris. Yeah, when he said, never ever put ketchup on a hot dog, people sat up and listened.
Dude, no, nobody listened.
Everyone listened, dude. Do you put ketchup on your hot dog?
Well, it depends. If it's like a fucking backyard ballpark or shit, yeah.
No.
But if I go out, like if I want to go get a fucking hot dog out, I just want mustard on it.
Nah, son.
Mustard.
Mustard always. Onions. Mustard, onions. I'll do a little relish sometimes. You know, I'll take the Chicago style even.
Yeah, I like those.
Some
I like
tomatoes,
those
some pickle.
New York hot dogs, dude. Just hot dog, fucking mustard.
Yeah. Well, you know? Yeah. But I'll do like, I'm going to tell you what.
But dude, those hot dogs are different, man. You always go to the fucking cookouts and people always got fucking ballpark Franks, which are like fat and fucking just never taste like they're cooked. Mm. You know, you got to get that Nathan's.
Nathan's giant, dude.
Nathan's
I like the bratwurst, dog. I like
dude, Kunstler's is fucking good hot dogs, too, man.
Yeah.
You know that little trailer that sells the fucking hot dogs outside of the supermarket?
Oh, yeah?
It's like a $1 for a fucking best hot dog of your life.
Comment down below with the best hot dog you ever had, and also if hot dog is a sandwich.
I'm still saying no, though. Just for the record.
That's fine.
I said I was trying to make you see what others saw.
If you won the lottery, you would say, sandwich! No, you'd say hot dog. You'd say hot dog, Arnie.
No, you could change that.
Give me your final tasting notes on that Warp cigar.
Tasting hot dog? That might be for the corn dog, actually. No, I mean, burn's still good. Not much has really transitioned. Creamy smoke still. Pepper has been pretty, I don't know about the one that you had, but the pepper in the Robusto has been pretty relevant. And
yes, that was same for me. Same experience for me.
Kind of like a sugar cookie, little vanilla in there, pepper, and then that's really just about it. You know, a little bit of like cedar maybe. It's got a little zing to it, but I mean, it's really fucking good. I really enjoy it.
You ready to give it a kick-ass donkey rating? Mm-hmm. How many donkeys out of five?
Out of five, I would give it a 4.5.
Solid rating. Solid rating.
Sure. One puff, everybody knows the rules. One day I'm going to get on here and shit on that kid. And let all you guys know what we say, like what we're talking about every time we say
one puff.
One puff, everybody knows the
one
rule.
One puff, everybody knows. We should just get him on, dude. We should get him on.
Nah, I'll pass
if you're
on.
You're a fan, my guy. Hit me up.
But until then, I'm not going to try to shit on him.
Shouldn't shit on anybody, Arnie.
You know what? Fuck you, bro. You do that.
We're
all
family
the time.
Here at Kickin' Ash. We welcome everybody.
Well, no, that's not true.
So anyway.
Final tasting notes.
Final tasting notes for me. Still got that cocoa. I'd say the flavors picked up, you know, farther in the cigar, just getting some more intense of those same flavors of that, you know, that cocoa, that dark, rich coffee, you know, maybe just a little bit of oak with it, you know, like a heavy, like,
yeah, I got a wood in mine.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not like a big wood guy, so I don't really know, but like, I think of like a strong, nutty taste. I feel like it's like more of like along the woody note, but
yeah something like that.
So we got pretty similar profiles out of it,
maybe just like a tinge of pepper now, but nothing like major. It's still you know, just very very medium to full, you know, in that range. So really digging it. I think I'm going to slap a 4.4 Kickass Donkeys.
That's good. Good ratings for.
I'd say I probably like the Cloud Hopper a little bit more than
this. Yeah, the Cloud Hopper is phenomenal, man. I really like it. I like how simplistic the band is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like when companies like Roma and Tatawahe and, you know, even this particular Warped can just go with a simplistic fucking band. And it's just very traditional and
looks classy.
I like it.
Yep. So that's probably it for us then, guys. We're ready to wrap it up.
Somehow. We ended up making this right about an hour.
We made it an hour. We wung it. Winged it? Wung it?
Winged isn't a word. We winged it.
We wanged it. Doesn't sound right. We wanged it. We wanged it, and we did it.
And we really have just got to start prepping for these a little bit more.
Nah.
But that being said.
Tell them where they can find us, Arnie.
You can find us on Instagram at Team Kickass. Or search Kickin' Ash and look for the Kickin' Ash donkey. You can find us on YouTube. Just search Kickin' Ash. Hit the subscribe button. And then you can also find us. Are we on Twitter yet?
No. I am. You can find me at Twitter.
We were.
At the Humble Humidor.
Is that really it?
That's my Twitter, yeah. The Humble Humidor.
So,
he's like, I like that.
Eventually, name. We'll be on Twitter, but whatever. But also, you can
I promote the podcast on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
You can find it on there.
You can also find us on Spotify. Some of our episodes are streamed there. But definitely check out our YouTube. Our podcasts are there. We post them weekly. And then that's it, right?
Yeah. Check our Spotify because I haven't posted an episode there in a couple weeks. But this week I'll catch up on them.
Scratch the Spotify.
No, I'm just kidding.
We don't have a guy that does anything for us, so it's just us. So
it's just us. But
sometimes it doesn't happen.
Yeah. So you guys know where to find us now. Did you say Cigar Society too? You did.
No, Cigar Society. That's a Facebook group that I started a couple years ago, and we're pretty active there, like a big family. So if you are looking for a new group or just another one to add to your collection, check us out.
Yeah, and you can meet all the guys that we talk shit on during the podcast.
Yep. But we do some cool things in there as well. And yep. Hit them with that.
Hit them with that.
Hit them with that hold.
And with that one last time. Ready?
Get that in there.
All right, guys.
Get that in there.
With that being said.
Christmas
is upon us.
And really, I think that's just one of our biggest issues. We just keep talking about our Christmas episode.
We're just so excited for Christmas that we can't come up with any other ideas.
But that being said,
have a kick-ass day.
1, 2, the monster.
You should have ended with that, dude.